Welcome to Mick and the Psychic, where we leave no stone unturned as we explore all things outside the apparent physical realm.
There is no intent to teach or make you believe or disbelieve anything. It is just a safe space to listen and explore with us.
So for this next episode, you have permission to open your heart and mind as you join myself and Xavier on this deep dive into the unknown. Please, welcome, come, sit.
Thank you.
We do have Santa walking past.
How fitting.
I love it. Yes, it is. It's the December market. So, you know, we're going to have Santa cruising around with everyone else. Santa's welcome, obviously. It's not a boho Santa, though. I was hoping for like...
I know, a bit more boho.
A bit more boho, a little bit more bohemian.
Like he's very traditional.
He's a very traditional Santa, you know. I don't
Which
know, Santa
fun.
From Germany anyway. I don't know this stuff.
No idea.
So, you know,
somewhere
that's close
northern.
To the bohemian kind of area. But yeah, anyway, you're welcome, Santa.
Yeah.
But that's not the bells I really want to talk about, because this is an exciting little very, very selfish episode where I get my own little, I don't know, is it a...
Christmas present?
Christmas present, yes.
It is. Christmas.
Oh my gosh, this is like a spiritual Christmas bell.
It is.
This is a Tibetan...
This is your Tibetan singing bowl.
This is exciting. So this is my first Tibetan singing bowl. So
amazing.
I'm really, really excited about it.
Fabulous. So here is the little set.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Pop it on its little cushion. So when you're displaying it on its shelf...
Yes.
Find a place wherever you're going to sit it.
I'll have an altar.
Beautiful.
Yes. Wonderful.
Sit it on its cushion.
Oh my
and then
gosh.
It has its mallet as well. So your striker here so that
yes.
you can play and create all your vibrations and sounds.
That is amazing. And we've got some information on this.
That's right. So this, so when the bowls are created, they're handcrafted. So they're basically... a chunk of metal which is then like handcrafted over a form to create the shape, and so once the bowl is made it obviously has its own frequency because we all have our own frequency. Everything has its own frequency.
Okay.
So it produces a frequency, and that frequency then we can find out what note that is on the musical scale. And so this particular frequency that this bowl creates is an E note. And so on the, I guess, the Tibetan system that we use, which is a system of fifths, so I don't know how technical you want to get into it, but it's...
go for it.
The system of fifths is very harmonizing or healing for our... when we hear the sounds. So we use... the Tibetan system at Kindred Souls Collective for all of our bowls. And so an E note is associated with the third eye.
Yes.
Your intuition and your all-seeing third eye. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
So when they make the bowl, they don't know when they're making it what it's going to be.
No.
Because they're just making the shape.
Correct.
And then you find out.
You find out after. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And so due to the nature of like sound waves and the nature of it being handcrafted, there's always all sorts of different like frequencies within it, but there will always be a predominant note that it resonates with, and so that one is an E note.
Okay.
Yay.
Wow. Now this isn't just a Christmas present from you. I did ever since we first came to the Buller Market, well, ever since Mick and the Psychic first came to the Buller Market, really wanted, I saw your stall and had all of this great stuff, and I thought, wow, this is where I'm going to get my first bowl, which is very exciting.
Yes.
And so part of the process of getting it, though, was that you had a few bowls there, and I got to choose going by the sound.
Yeah, exactly.
So what sort of, it's crazy service. I love it. So I just get this email with this video, and it's like, these are the bowls after I did select the E, because I did want that third eye
energy
center. Yeah. Specifically for the work I do with hypnosis and meditation as well.
Yep.
So I thought, wow, this is a really cheeky way to help people get there quicker.
For sure. Great way
Why
to
not
help
cheat?
People. Yeah, exactly.
You know, they've been doing it for how many thousands of years?
Exactly.
I might as well pick up what they've been doing.
Yep.
So you had a few in that E
note
that
yes.
was right for that.
Yep.
So what do you do then when someone says, hey, I'm really interested in this, and you know, they're not here at the market to listen to them all. What do you do?
So what I do is if somebody wants something very specific, which was really great, you said, I want to work with this energy center, and I can say, okay, well, on the Tibetan system, that energy center or chakra is a particular note. And so I get out all of the bowls in that note. And you said something on the smaller scale because you wanted a higher sounding sound from the bowl. So typically the smaller the bowl, the higher the sound. And the larger the bowl, the deeper the sound. So I had a look at all the little small bowls that I had. And then what I do is I get my camera out, my phone camera, and I find a quiet space and I record playing all of the bowls. And I do that individually for each bowl, and then I upload it and send you the link so that you can listen to it and view them in your own time. And one of them resonated, didn't they?
So is that normal that, like, out of that, do you expect you'll send that and someone says, oh, definitely this one? Or do you get a lot of people going, I don't know, which one do you reckon?
Like, that is a good question. I think a lot of the time people already have an idea of what they're looking for. And so I'll either have a bowl in stock that is right for them, or they're happy to wait until I get some more in.
To choose from.
To choose from, yeah. And so we go through the same process again. I record the videos, the sound bites, and then I send them over and listen.
So there's no accident in the bowl that you choose, because it's, they all have a different sound.
Correct.
I was actually really surprised because I thought, oh, this will be fun. And I was more excited than anything that I would actually get, you know, to listen to a few bowls and wonder which one I'm really going to feel, do we say resonate with?
Because it's such a pun. Pardon the pun, right?
Yeah. And I was shocked. The first one, I went, oh, that was really lovely.
Yeah.
And then this one I heard and I just went,
that's it.
That's my bowl.
Yeah.
Like the second one, I was just like, oh my gosh, that was the one.
Well, it's funny because we also say that the bowl chooses you too.
Oh, okay.
So it can't be like a forced thing. So when you get that reaction from listening to it or experiencing the vibration, then I think it's pretty certain that it's your bowl, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. And I wouldn't know if you switch bowls or not anyway.
But no, that is
I would play the
bowl.
Sound though. So can you give us a demonstration on how to play it? Because I'll be holding it the wrong way.
You can. So what we do is we hold the bowl typically in the palm of our hand.
Yes.
If it's too small and need a little bit more grip, just sort of like in a webbed
where the fingers,
are.
Okay.
But what we don't want to do is hold the bowl because we'll stop the vibration.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So
we're not eating noodles here?
No.
Okay, cool.
We are gently resting it in a palm or on the fingers, and we typically hold the mallet like a pencil begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But what we want is control over the mallet, so you don't want to be like all loose.
Mm-hmm.
We want a little bit of control.
Mm-hmm.
And typically what we'll do is in this center part of the mallet here is where you'll make the connection time with your bowl.
Right. Yep.
Okay? So there's a couple of different ways that you can play the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The first way is to strike the bowl.
Okay.
And so that is just giving it a nice little tap. So that was quite quiet. But for all the listening, there we go. Hopefully you can hear that.
It's so beautiful. Yeah.
But you're just making that connection with the side of the bowl there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a gentle tap. And what you want to do is you want to kind of like bounce it off.
Okay.
You don't kind of want to like stop it.
Yes. It's a... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the important thing about when you're playing the bowl is about your intention.
Okay.
So what is your intention? Because whatever you think will then encode upon the action of striking.
Right.
Which will encode upon the vibration that you create.
Okay. Yep.
So just making sure your intention is, you know, to create a beautiful vibration for yourself or for the people that you're working with.
Scientifically, that kind of makes sense as well. So anyone doing anything with a pendulum, you can, with your thought, kind of, it's not really subconsciously, it is kind of subconsciously, you can, with your thought, make a pendulum spin one way, spin the other way, or move around just with your thought without even trying, and all the micro movements kind of happen.
Yeah.
And that's not some magic trick. That's something that we can do. It's a kind
you
of a fun thing
it,
to
yeah.
do. So it's the same sort of thing then when you're playing this, is that is going to alter how,
correct,
on a really subtle level on how you play that. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're having a bad day and you're sort of like your mind is off thinking of other things, the bowl will not sound the same as when you're normally listening to it, when you're really fully present, you're being very intentional, coming from like your heart space.
Right.
Or from your third eye, in this case, that's the bowl.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
You know, whatever your intention is, that's what needs to be.
So could you tune yourself to the bowl in a sense? Like if you can hear, oh, wow, that's not really sounding the way it should be. Okay, that's more about yourself and you're able to center yourself.
Yes, wow. Perfect.
Okay.
You got it. Excellent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the first thing.
Okay.
Centering, making sure your intention is there, taking a nice deep breath, and then creating that vibration.
Wow. That is beautiful. Yeah. It's so exciting.
So that's the first way to play.
Mm-hmm.
The next way, which everybody else I think loves to do, is to sing the bowl, and that's going around. So first of all, would you like to have a go at striking the
bowl? I will, thank you. And I'm glad I've got some theme music to go with it. It's not exactly in the Tibetan tradition. And so like a...
Yeah,
like
just a as long as like either a pencil or just
I've
a
got
firm
some
grip.
Control. Yep, it's not waving around.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And I probably hit that even maybe a little bit too hard.
I think that's great.
It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of, you know, noise around. So
yes.
That's okay.
Okay. Good.
But nice.
Wonderful. Okay.
And
that
so
felt
you
good.
Can also like change up your intensity. So you can play it really softly and also really loudly. And so you have kind of like a myriad of sounds that you can produce.
Yes.
Based on just using this technique.
Yes.
Of playing.
Which. You do a lot of meditation and guided meditation.
Yeah.
So you would intently do that with your when you're using a bowl for meditations as well as to how deep you're taking people or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might start off quite loudly or intensely because you want to mimic those brain waves. You know, people have just come into the space. They're sort of like in that, you know... very awakened state, and we want to really relax them and bring them down into that sort of like slumber, slow brainwave state.
Yep.
And so you might start off loud and then progressively get softer and softer and less intense to sort of mimic that.
Yep. So you're tuning, you're helping tune others as well in that same way that you're kind of meeting them at their level and then being able to just slowly bring them to be able, 'cause really with meditation, a lot of what you're trying to do is bring from the outside to then go within. So you focus more on that within and the outside matters less. Still there, but matters less and the inside comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of, this is, you can drive people in.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's a really nice focus tool as well because
it
they're
is.
Listening.
Yeah.
And it's bringing that attention awareness from out here into something else.
So. Yes. Okay.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Okay.
Amazing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next way is to sing the bowl or rub the bowl or I don't know what else people call it, but I normally call it singing the bowl because we're going around. And it is a like. You're cooking soup motion.
Oh, okay.
Right. So a lot of people try and use their wrist.
Yeah.
But if you get a bigger bowl, you can't quite do that. So
that's right.
It's like we're cooking soup.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're creating a vibration through friction. So a lot of people will tap the bowl to start the vibration, but I kind of think that's a little bit cheating.
That's cheating, yeah. What are you doing?
No. You should be able to sing the bowl from sound.
Yeah, that's like using soup mix and not starting from scratch. Like, use original ingredients.
Exactly.
Yeah, got you.
And so what we do is, when you sing the bowl, we're making a connection the whole way around, still in that centre part of the mallet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you want to connect with this top centimetre here.
Okay.
Okay? So you're making that connection the whole way around. And once you have that connection, you start to apply pressure in towards the bowl. And what will happen is that you'll feel the vibration first.
Okay.
And the more pressure that you apply,
you can already hear it starting. Yeah, wow.
So you feel vibration first and then you hear the sound.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see the outside of it.
Okay,
wavering, yeah. Wow.
And so this one is really about practicing and connecting with the bowl and getting used to how it wants to be played. because every bowl is different and every bowl will play slightly differently.
Because they're made by hand, right? So it's all very different.
Yeah, it is. They're all unique.
Yeah.
Like a fingerprint. Yeah. So
Yeah, amazing. Okay. Oh, well, that is so exciting.
There you are.
Okay. Well, this is such a special thing that I have from you. And you go out to where they actually
make these. Yeah, so I go to Nepal as well. Yep. And we got all of our bowls are from Nepal, just outside of Kathmandu.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful family business that we get them from. And
So all the, you're getting the real thing, which is really exciting. This is going to be such a very special addition to my practice and to how I do guided meditations, and I'll even be using it in my hypnotic sessions with people as well.
Amazing.
And I'm even like, oh my gosh, why didn't I have this like 8 years ago? Like I'm so, but maybe I wasn't ready for it.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Like maybe it's having this understanding and it's been kind of getting ready for it.
Yeah. So, it's the right time. Thing. The right time.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. And wow, what a special thing. So I'm looking forward to helping guide people and
amazing.
Bring them in and out with like another tool.
Fantastic. Everyone's going to love it.
So exciting.
Going to love it.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Kelly,
this
what a lovely present.
Enjoy. Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you. And I look forward to using it more.
Amazing.
Enjoy the rest of the market here. And obviously, people can find you and the bowls on your website.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is
kindredsoulscollective.com.au.
Beautiful.
And you can send me a message or an email or have a look at all of the information online. And hopefully I will
See
you or
too,
meet you.
You too can be, your bowl can find you too. Yeah, it's kind of the other way around. Very good.
Amazing.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
You're Thanks
welcome.
For that. That's it for another episode. Thanks to our major supporter, Subtle Energy Sciences. Click the link in the show notes to access their full product range of quantum healing technology.
You're blown away by this technology and are so excited to share it with you.
And of course, we really want to hear from you.
Please leave your comments on our YouTube channel, or for those podcast listeners, you can email us at nickandthepsychic@gmail.com to leave your feedback or questions.
I'm a certified hypnotherapist and timeline regression therapist. If you wish to contact me to explore the source of an issue you're facing, just book a session at hernhypnosis.com and include the promo code MATP for 10% off. You can contact me on Insta and Facebook at hernhypnosis.
Check out my website at optimisticxavier.com.au if you feel you'd like to connect with me as a psychic medium, spiritual mentor, or intuitive coach. Include the promo code MATP for 10% discount. You can also find me on Insta, LinkedIn, and Facebook.
We look forward to connecting with you again next time as we attempt to leave no stone unturned.
Bye.
All right, cool. I reckon that should be okay.